Okay, so let's start the Maimer, which the Maimer Ashabora Sosim Visimcha Chosim Mikalo. The Rebbe said this Maimer on before the evening, before Yudalit Kislev. That would be like tonight. That would be Yudalit Kislev in the year Tovshin Lamed Tes. And it says in the note over here that this has been published in the booklet of Yudalit Kislev Tovshin Nun. They published a booklet in honor of the 14th of Kislev Tovshin Nun. This was the Maimer was given a Lamed Tes, and this was given some 11 years later. They published the Maimer, and they published it in for the Yom HaBoyer Yudalit Kislev, for this special day of Yudalit Kislev. And the day of the marriage of the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, the righteous Rebbetzin, Moris Chaya Mushka, Nishmos Eden, in the year Tofresh Pei Tes. So this was on the booklet. It says Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, that it was published on Saturday night, Parshas Vayetze, Shnas Hei Tovshin Nun, in the year Tovshin Nun. I mean, by our time, that would be last night's date, okay? The Rebbe said this Maimer during a Fabringen on the eve of Yudalit Kislev Tovshin Lamed Tes, which was 50 years from the Rebbe's marriage, from Tov Reish Pei Tes to Tovshin Lamed Tes is 50 years. And this Maimer is based on the same opening of the Maimer that the previous Rebbe said on Yudalit Kislev Tofresh Pei Tes during the Chasana. The Friedrich Rebbe recited this Maimer. Okay, anyway, that's the background for this Maimer. It was said in Tovshin Lamed Tes, early Yudalit Kislev. It was published in Tovshin Nun. It's based on the Maimer that the Friedrich Rebbe said during the wedding the wedding of the Rebbe and the Rebbes. Okay. Siyaita Dishmaya Erlu Yudalit Kislev Hei Tovshin Lamed Tes. He quotes here the seventh bracha of the Sheva Brachas that we say. So we say like this, Asher Boro Sosin V'Simcha. So you have here 10 languages, as we'll see in the Maimer, 10 languages of joy. And then plus Chosam V'Kala. So we have Asher Boro, Shem created Sosin V'Simcha, Sosin V'Simcha, and then the Chosam the Kala, of course. That's not counted in the number of 10. So you have Sosin and Simcha, Chosam V'Kala, then he goes on to Gilo, Rino, Ditzo, V'Chedvo, Avo, V'Achva, Sholim V'Reyu. So you have a totally of 10 expressions of joy that the Pasuk mentions in addition to Chosam Kala. This is the seventh bracha. Umei v'kveid kidushas meiri chomu admur b'ma'amore dibra maschil zeh. So my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in the Maimer that starts with this opening, and this is part of Shebikuntres Drushi Chasana Tofresh Peites. This is in the booklet that has the Drushim, the Maimorim, of the Chasana of Tofresh Peites, Rebbe's wedding. He quotes there, as Maimer HaZohar B'Parshas Truma, quotes there the saying of the Zohar in Parshas Truma. Shemevayer Shom, over there in the Zohar, he explains Kol HaSheva Brochus B'Protius. He explains all the seven brochus in detail. V'Oimer Shom B'Negeya L'Brocha HaShviis. And over there in the Zohar, he says, in relationship to the seventh brochus, Shehi koilele says kol habrochas. The seventh bracha includes all the six brachas that preceded it. So he says over there in the Zohar, Shvi Oho Ihu Mekayim Kulo, that seventh bracha, that sustains all the bracha. Umehai Shvi Oho Mizborchon Kulon Vadai, from this seventh bracha, all of the brachas are all for sure blessed. Klolo de Eser Amiron. This is the general of the Sen sayings. We know that the Eibishter created the world with Asora Mamoris. So these 10 expressions in this seventh bracha are the general inclusion of the 10 amores. Begin the dokolil ilo vitato, because this also includes the upper and the lower. As we'll see, the lower represents the 10 sayings of the world. They're associated to the 10 commandments. The 10 commandments correspond to the 10 sayings of the world. But the in this seventh bracha, we have 10 expressions of simcha, because this is the general idea. This is connects to the 10 mamores, and because this includes ilo vitato, the upper and the lower. The upper is the 10 commandments, the tato is the 10 sayings. Valdo kolul bahai yudzina dechedven. That's why in this bracha it includes 10 languages of joy, of chedvo. So that's the Zohar. So the Maimer explains, what does it mean? Sheklolo de eser amilron, that in the general of the 10 saying, koilil aseres adibris. So when we say the 10 sayings, that would include both. The aseres adibris, those are the 10 saying of the 10 commandments, the 10 sayings. That's the ilo, that's the higher level. And then also includes Asorim Amoris, the 10 saying, which is Tato, which is the lower, because in the Zohar it says it includes the 10 upper and lower sayings. Lihiyois Shebrocha Zu Hi Klolo De Eser Amirim. Since this Brocha is the general of the 10 sayings, Ilan Tato, the 10 saying, Lochein Yeshbo Asoro Lashayne Shel Simcha. That's why there are 10 languages of joy. Milvad hateves choson v'chalo. Besides the words choson v'chalo, is sose v'simcho, etc. Besides choson v'chalo, there is 10 languages. So inyan hasimcha b'chol sefira b'frat. When you have joy, and these 10 oilumes that we're talking about, the 10 oilumes ilov, 10 mamores, oilumes iloto, is also corresponds to the 10 spheres. So when you have a separate lotion of joy 10 times, that includes the joy, b'chol sphira b'frat, the joy in each specifically sphere of the 10 spheres, chesed, bina, das, chochma, gvura, tiferes, all this, you have the level of joy corresponding to each one of the sphere. Sh'al yidei zed dafke, ha-sphires hein b'shleimusom. Then the spheres are b'shleimus. If there is joy in the spheres, that makes the svira wholesome. Kimuvan b'hamivur b'kama mekoymes alaposik, as understood from that which is explained in many places on the verse. Eim habonim smecho, that the mother of the children rejoices, that it's the simcha for the eim habonim is what brings in the shlemus. Umamshich b'zoher sham. So the Zohar continues. Huva ba maimer sham. That's brought down in the maimer there. Be'inyan bracha hashvi'is. With regards to the seventh bracha. Zakoyin inun Yisrael. That the Jewish people are meritorious. The inun zochu letato kigavno dile'elo. Because they merit below, similar to above. What does it mean? Behainu. Shabrocha zu, that this brocha, he gam, it's also a shevach. V'hoidoy l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's also a praise and a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al ze, for the fact she Yisroel al yidei aveidosom. That the Yidden, through their service, through their avodah, mevaririm umezachichim es hamato, we sort out and we refine the level below the tato sheyiha kegavno de la'elo, that below should look like above. What it means zochu letata gavno de la'elo, making below to be like above. Eval yidei ze mamshichim gilui oyrin sabaruchu gam be'el misel yonim. And that's how they also draw down the revelation there in Sof. Blessed be he also in the upper worlds, which is La'ilo. So the Yidden down here are able to, below, to sort out the lower level, and they also, through this, sort out and bring down Hamshacha in the upper levels. Okay, this is all words of the Zohar here, and explaining a little bit of the Zohar. Now we'll get into the actual Maimer itself, what the Rebbe explains over here. Ubirayin, to understand the idea, and the Gam Hashaychus, and also to understand the connection of the Inyan, of the idea of Zohu Letato, Kigavna de Le'elo, the Inyan Choson Vekala. This concept that we talked about in the Zohar, that you merit below, similar to the above, that you also refine above, how does this relate to Chosen V'Kala specifically? So, what is the explanation? The Chol Ho'inyonim Shalamalto Mishtal Shlimi Inyonim L'maylo. All matters below come, evolve from the matters the way are above. Ubelashoin hatanya, to lose the language of the Tanya. Shenishtal shulumehem, they evolved from them. So basically, these matters in this world were nishtalshul, they evolved from the higher levels. Chein hu bechosun vekalo shulamato. When we have a chosun kala below, Shehei mishtalshin, mishtalshli mechosn v'kala shalomaylon. They evolve from the chosn v'kala above, they come down to chosn v'kala v'mata, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael, which is the Eberster of Knesset Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chosn. Knesset Yisrael is the kala. And they evolve, the chosn v'kala below involve the from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. So that's the sort of, we come from the Chosn Kala below, comes from those levels. As explained in the expanding of our sages of blessed memory in the Midrashim, Shechosn V'Kala HaMurim V'Shir HaShirim, when the Pasuk talks about the groom and the bride in Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, Koyi al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. So that is referring to Hashem and the gathering of Yidden, that these are the Chosn Kala. The Chosn Kala in Shir HaShirim, and the whole expression of the relationship and the love is an a parable, or it's referring to between the love and the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Knesset Yisrael. Like we see Kamaymer Azal, as our sages of blessed memory saying, that when it says in the Pasuk, B'yoyim chasu nosoi, so the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, it says on the day of his marriage. When are we talking about? What is the day of his marriage? It says a Matan Torah. That Matan Torah is a marriage. It's a marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the day of marriage that the Jewish people sort of got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ze Matan Torah. The Matan Torah who inyan hanisuin the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. Matan Torah is the idea of the marriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. So you see that this marriage over here is talking about the Chosen and the Kala, talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shamas Yisrael. So Rebbe says, there's a pasuk, V'yeshloi mar shezehu inyan v'toiv leiv mishta tomid. We know that when you make a chasana, there's a party there. You make a wedding celebration, so there's a party over there. But there's a pasuk that says, a good heart always parties. So what is this idea of partying every day, all the time? The idea behind it is because there's actually a marriage taking place every single day. So it's not just a one-time marriage, it's a marriage that takes place every single day. So that's what he's saying, and therefore there's a party every day. That a good heart is always partying. Every day and day we have. The Torah is given to us really every day. Like we say, how do we say the bracha of the Torah, which we say every morning? We say, Noisin HaTorah. Not Nosan, the one who gave, but gives the Torah. Loshen Hoiva, Noisin HaTorah, Loshen Hoiva. The bracha says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisin HaTorah, the one who gives the Torah. So, therefore, it means it's a constant occurrence every single day. Ba'ad, to the extent that we say further, Shebechol Yoim, any day, it says that Kol HaKoyre V'Shoyne, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyre V'Shoyne Kenegdei. Anybody who reads the Torah or learns Mishnah, the Eibishter reads and learns opposite him. So, meaning to say that what is Mivayir Admur HaZokin, what does it mean the Eibishter learns opposite him? It's like Matan Torah. The Alter Rebbe explains, Mivayir Admur HaZokin, Alter Rebbe explains, the Zeh Shehakodesh Baruch Hu Koyre V'Shoyne Kenegdei, when we say that the Eibishter learns and opposite him, is who mamesh kimoy shehoya b'matan Torah b'pam harishoyne. That's exactly the way it was Matan Torah very first time. So that means that every time you're learning, you're experiencing basically Matan Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehoya connected. Shelachein omru, and that's why Takeh, our sages tell us, when we learn Torah, it has to be done with awe, with fear, just like b'matan Torah, because this is Matan Torah. Shelachein amru, that's why our sages tell us, b'negei l'halocha b'poil, as it relates to an actual halocha, that ma l'halon b'eimo u'b'yira u'b'resus u'b'ziyah, just like then when the Torah was given. The Yidden were standing there with the awe and fear, trembling and sweating. Afkan, so also here, when you learn Torah, nowadays, right here, it also has to be be'emo, be'yiro, be'reses, be'zeya. It has to be with that awe, with that fear, with that trembling, with that sweat. Why? Because this is Matan Torah. So, you have Matan Torah all the time. So you have a marriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. That's why Tov Lev Mishta Tomid, you have to always party. Ubefrat lefi ha-mevur. Especially the way it's explained Shadalid Lashonis Elu. These four languages that we use, Emo, Yira, Reses, Vizia. There are different levels. Heim Keneged Dalid Ois Yedishem Avaya. They correspond to the four letters of the name of Hashem Yud Kivavke. Shabamatan Toira Hoyu Hagilui, the Shem Havaya, Lukolachad Misrael. When the Torah was given, there was the revelation of the name of Yud Kivavke to each one of the Yidden. There was a revelation over there, and therefore it was the Emo Yira Reses Vizia corresponding to those four letters of the name of Hashem. The Yidden experienced Yud Kivavke. And today too we have that revelation that you're experiencing the aim of Yidu Resu Vizio, and you have it today too, the Gilu of the Shem Havai. Behine, alidei esek ha-Torah, through the occupation of Torah, poyelim gam beha-oilam sheyiye kli lelokus. We impact also the world, that the world should become a vessel for godliness. So you have the level that the person experiences Matan Torah and experiences that revelation of the Shem Havaya. But we also, in addition to that, we actually impact the world should become a vessel for godliness. Through the fact that the Torah journeyed, it descended from the highest of levels to come down to this physical world, until it came down and dresses up in physical matters, so that a person should be able to capture it in his thought, speech, and his actions, the Torah had to come down in the physical world so that a person can comprehend it in a person's mind. So, since the Torah came down into this level, that way we also bring down the impact of Torah, the Shem Havaya, and the experience of the Yid who learns Torah, we also bring it down into the world. The Hine Yedua, because it's known, Sha'asora Maimoris Shebahem Nivra Ha'ilom, Heim Mukuvanim Kenegada Seres Adibris, that the 10 sayings with which the world was created, Asora Maimoris Nivra Ha'ilom, Heim Mukuvanim Kenegada Seres Adibris, they correspond, they are directed towards the 10 sayings. Isa Mizoya Arala Posik. The Posik, the Zohar says on the verse, Asora, Asora, Hakaf, B'Shekel HaKodesh. So it says two times, 10 is the Kaf that they gifted in the Siyim. It was Asora, Asora, Posik in Nosir, they're different than the Siyim. So, and it says Asora Asora. So he says this Asora Asora that we're talking about over here so the Zohar says that it corresponds, these Asora Asora, the Asora Mamores correspond to the Asora Sadibris. Lochein, Alidei Ezek HaTorah. That's why through the occupation of Torah, which is Asora Sadibris, which is the 10 sayings, those are the Torah. Torah comes from the 10 sayings, that the Aseres HaDibros is poilim by Asorah Mamoris. So that's why we impact, we influence the Asorah Mamoris. Gam heim yiyu b'shekel ha-kodesh. So they too should be b'shekel ha-kodesh. From the Asorah Mamoris, that's what it says in the Zohar. V'yesh loymar, so we can say, When we say now that the 10 sayings and the 10 dibris are equal, one corresponding to the other, it means that each one influences the other. So, Pashtus, we know that the Torah influences the world, as the Rebbe started saying, but the Rebbe says it's also the other way around. The world influences the Asorah Mamoris of the world, influences the Asorah Mamoris of the Torah. The Kmoish HaSeres HaDibres Poilim Kenal BaAsorah Mamoris, just like the 10 sayings influence, as said before in the 10 saying. The Asorah HaDibres from Torah impact the Asorah Mamoris, Ukamaymer, as we say, Istakel Be'eraisa Bara Alma, that Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. So from the Asorah HaDibres comes the Asorah Mamoris, Shabriya Soilom Hi Al Yidei Ha Asorah Mamoris Kemeshahim B'Torah. The world really comes through the 10 sayings as they are in Torah, which is this 10, the way the Torah has the 10 sayings, brings down in the Torah, Bereishis Bara, all the Asorah Mamoris, Sheyordu Achar Kach, V'michinas Milin Dehabiyeta, then they came down later on in Milin Dehabiyeta, meaning in more simple ways. So, the same thing is, so that's mila de yeta, meaning the ordinary thing, to actually create the world. Same thing is in the other way around. That when a person works with the worldly matters that was created through the 10 sayings, which is the milin de hadyota, the ordinary words of the simple, of the ordinary, poelas baseres adibreis, this impacts also the 10 saying of the 10 sayings of the aseres adibreis. Shelochein yesh pirush b'maimer hazoyer ala posik asora asora. There is an interpretation in the saying of the Zohar, which says asora asora shasores mamores hem givoyim asores adibres. That also the 10 sayings are higher than the asores adibres, because the 10 sayings impact that. I was just wondering when he's saying over here. I mean, it's clear so much. It almost seems like istakel b'raisa b'ra olmos hadei asorim mamoris k'moish heim b'toira. So does k'moish heim b'toira mean the b'raisis b'ra, the way it's written in the Torah, the 10 sayings, it created the physical world? Or it means k'moish heim b'toira, the aseres hadibres? That's what it seems from the whole hemshech haloshon, or maybe it can include both. But over here in the Maimer, we're discussing that the Aseres HaDibres and the Aseres Mamores, that not only do the Aseres HaDibres influence the Aseres Mamores, but the Aseres Mamores actually influence the Aseres HaDibres as well. Yesh loymar shuhu al pi ha-mevuer b'geres ha-kodesh. Why is it higher? How is the Aseres Mamores influencing the Aseres HaDibres? That's based on what's explained in Geres HaKodesh. Shabirur halacha b'Torah hu al yidei neshama b'guf davke. When can we verify what the halacha in Torah, that's davke through a soul in the body? In this world, we can verify and we can determine what the halacha is. V'lochein boim ha'yoinim l'shemoya chidushe toira mehatachtoinim. And that's why the higher the angels and the higher levels are coming to listen the Torah from the lowers. We are the ones that make the decision, and the upper world, they have to come down. So it turns out that we in this world, Neshomes Begufim, are the ones that are deciding Torah. As our sages of blessed memory say on the verse, that Chaverim are listening to your voice, which is the idea that the angels, the Malachim, are listening to what the Neshamas Yisrael, what they decide. Shakadosh Baruch Omer, to such an extent that Hashem says, L'malachi Ashores, to the angels that serve, Li ma'atem sholim. Why are you asking me? They ask him, what to know the halacha. So Eivishtu says, what are you asking me? Ani ba'atem ne'lechei tzabezen shalmato. Let me and you go to the Beis Din below and we'll find out what the halacha is. So basically, we have the power in this world to impact the upper world. So from the Asura Mamoris, which is the world, the Gashmis, the world that the person finds himself is, he decides the level of Torah, impacts what the Asura Sadibra is, what the halacha is. And the same thing is also true with Chosim Vekalo. Before, we were talking about that the Chosim Vekalo Lamato are nishtalshul from the Chosim Vekalo Shalamailo. There is also the other way around. Im ha-yesha Chosim Vekalo Shalamato mishtalshul mibichinas Chosim Vekalo Shalamailo, although that the Chosim Vekalo below evolve from the level of Chosim Vekalo from above, as we said before, Kutshim Berichu. And Knesset Yisrael, Chosim Vekalo, and in Sviris, it's Zo and Malchus, in Yonim, Bisviris, Zo Malchus. Zo is like the Chosim, the Mashpia. Malchus is the Makabel, that's the Kalo. Ulamailu Yisrael, we're talking about higher than the Sviris of Atzilus. We're talking about the idea of Kutsha Brichu Ushechinte, which is higher than the level in that level of Zo and Mal, a level of Chosim Kalo, Chosim Vekalo. Which is Hu Inyan Oirin Sof Shalifnei Hatzimtzum VeHakav. So the Oirin Sof is the Chosin and the Kav does the Kala. Kibavur Baruch Bedrusha Chagkat Mur Marash, as explained at length in the Maimer of the Rebbe Marash. The Ad. To the extent. So right now we say about the Kav, the Ein Sof and the Kav. He says also we have the idea of Kutsha Bricha Shchinta Gam Lifnei HaTzimtzum, even as it is before the Tzimtzum. Mekom Hokayim. So we're saying that the Chosin Kala below influence and impact the highest level of Chosin Kala above. Mekom Hokayim. Alidei ha'avoyde lamata davke, through this service below davke ubeprotius. And specifically now we're talking about, not generally work, but we're talking about simchas, alidei simchas chosim v'kalo shalamato. That the rejoicing of chosim v'kalo below. Mamshich im tois v'soir v'chosim v'kalo shalamailo. We add additional light in the Chosin Kala above. Gam k'moy she'em b'shor sh'marishon lifnei ha'tzimtzum. Also the way they are in the very first root before the tzimtzum. Ba'al derech. And similar, shal yidei eisek ha'toyro v'amitzvah shalamato davke. That similar to what we say, that when we occupy ourselves, toyro mitzvahs below, davke here in this world, becomes the union of Kutsha Brichu Shchinta every time we say L'shem Yichud Kutsha Brichu Shchinta before we do a mitzvah. So it becomes through the mitzvahs lemato, we impact Kutsha Brichu Shchinta in the highest level, as explained in Tanya, that our mitzvahs create that yichud, that union of Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinta, gam kama Hashem l'mayla mayla, also the way they're higher and higher in the highest level, also l'fnei hatzimtzum, we impact. In this case, we impact through the simchas chosam v'kala, we also impact the additional light in the chosam v'kala, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu and yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinta specifically. Gimel. Medayik b'hamaymer. So he specifies the specific language of the maymer. The maymer questions the specific wording. We say sosim v'simcha chosam v'kala. Chosam v'kala should come first, and then we say sosim v'simcha. Then we put chosam v'kala, and then we continue. He asks in the Maimer, Loma Magdim Sosim Visimcha Lifnei Chosam Vekala. How come Sosim Visimcha comes before Chosam Vekala? Hare Asimcha Shebibrocha Zu. Isn't the Sosim Visimcha in this Brocha, Himashem Misamchim, as a Chosam Vesakala? It's that we rejoice in Chosam Kala. So we should first say, Baruch Chosam Vekala would seem, and then Sosim Visimcha. Where do we see this? As we say, the Gemara says, "Keitzad meragdim lifnei hakalim." So we're dancing and we're rejoicing in the kalim. So why does it start off with sosav v'simcha? Gamein and move on. Also, it's not the understood. Mashakosuv asher boro chosav v'kala. What does it mean, boro? Bora is the level of Bria created Chosam V'Kala. But we're talking about Chosam V'Kala is in the highest level, is higher than Bria. Why do we use the Lashon Bora Chosam V'Kala? The Kiv on Shas Cholos HaInyan, the Chosam V'Kala. Where does the idea of Chosam V'Kala start? We said, Chosam V'Kala Shalomailo. That's the Chosam V'Kala of above, which is higher than Bria. So why are we saying Ashabara Eich Shaykh Laimar al Zashabara? How does it apply to say Ashabara Loshin Bria, language of creation? Barafilo Kalo Shalamailo Sviras Malchus. Even if we talk about the Kal of above, which is the level of Malchus, Ibikhlala Sviras Datsilus, that's part of the Sviras of Atsilus. And Eser Veloy Teisham, we know that it's 10, not 9. Even Malchus is one of the 10. It's not because Malchus is the source of Biyah, of Bri Yitzir, but it's counted as part of the 10 spheres of Atzilus, as of Leitesha. Ka Malchus, Mashlemes, Mashlimas spheres, Malchus completes, makes all the spheres whole. As we say, in the Pasuk, Anoichi Shloimei Emunei Yisrael. I, this is referencing to the level of Malchus, is the Shloimei makes up and completes the Emunei Yisrael, meaning he makes up the level of 10 in the Sfiras Atzilus, as explained, Rebbe brings down, explained in the Maimer of the Biura HaZoyer over there. But regardless, we see that even the level of Malchus is still considered to be a Atzilus. Well, Achas Kama V'Kama B'Choson Shalomailo. This is even the Kala, which is Malchus. Choson Shalomailo, which is Erampin. It's definitely part of Atzilus. How could you say, Eich Shaykh Lomer Boi Haloshin Bria? So how does it apply to say the language of Bria creation? So the Friedrich Rebbe is Mevayer, and that Maimer that he said by the Chasen Behegde Mashek Kosuv, by introducing first what it says, Lefonai, before me, Loi Noitzar Kel. There's no Kel was not used as Loshen Noitzar. Noitzar means formed, Yitzira, to form the Kel. So there's no kale, there's no. Why does it say Loshen Noitzar? Sheini, move on. It's not understood. Eich Shayich Loshen Yitzira al Shem Kale. How could we use the language of Yitzira when we talk about
Kael.
Shehu Mishma Yisof Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is of the names of Hashem. One of the names of Hashem is Kael. In Kael, it's also Mizayin HaShemesh Einem Nimchokim. That is one of the seven names that cannot be erased. So here we're calling the Shem Kael, we're calling it by the name of Noitzar. We're saying Yitzira, not formed. The question and the specific language in this pasuk is even more than the language in the Bracha Shabara. Because here we're using Lashon of Yitzira, which is Noitzar, Hilamata Mibriya is even lower than Briya, which is the level of Bara. So that's the question. How do we use the Lashon of Noitzar over here? And here we're saying also the why does it say Asher Baruch Choson Vechalo, which also refers to the Sphere. It's not Briya, it's Atzilus. So how did we explain Lefoner Neitzer Kael? Well, Inyan Hu Shemavayir Ba Maimer. The Maimer explains the Shem Kael Shayich Loilumis. The name Kael has a connection to the world. The Shem Kael Hu BeChesed. The name Kael is the level of Chesed. Hu BeInyan HaChesed, and we talk about Chesed Ksiv, Ko'amarti Oilom Chesed Yibona. The pasuk says that in order is that there should be an oilam, it needs to come through chesed. It builds chesed yibana. Shakavona b'zehi shebinyan ha'oilam hu al yidei sviras ha'chesed, that the building of the world comes through the sviras chesed. And also b'shebinyan sviras ha'chesed amarti oilam chesed yibana, that in order we built, the Sefiras HaChesed is built, who Bishvili Savas HaOilam is for the world to be created. V'lochein Shayir B'Shem Kael Loshin Yitzira L'Yosei Mokar LaOilam. That's why it does apply when we use the name Kael, the language of Yitzira, Noitzar Kael, because it is still a source for the world. Aderech Zehu Gam B'Negei L'Bchinas Choson. Same thing is similar to the level of Chosin. Sheshayir boi loshen briya. We use also loshen asher boro. Ki Chosin hu meloshen chois darge. Chosin comes from the language lower your step. Chois darge nesivitzet. Go ahead and lower yourself. Nagam shachiluk bein zo. Chosin. Lemalchus kala, the difference between Zo and Malchus. Here we're saying also all of a sudden that Zo goes down into the world. But isn't that what the difference between Zo and Malchus, that Malchus comes down and Zo stays up in Atzilus? Tagam shachiluk bein Zo choson lemalchus kalahu. Even though the difference between Zo, which is choson and Malchus kalahu, shamalchus gam kimoy shehi ba'atzilus. He shoydish shibatzil he ashoydish mokadir biya, even as it is in Atzilus, is a root and a source for biya. So Malchus is connected to biya. Mash enkin zo, who soif ha'olamis ein sof zo zeir ampin is the end of the olamis ein sof. Kivur b'toyra oir b'ksav yad koydish ad munish moseidin. Mekol mokayim. So, notwithstanding that, Chosin still means lower your level. Yerida, it's a descent. And that's why it does apply to it, the level of Briya, because it is a Chosin. That's what the Rebbe said. To explain this, Hine Yedua. It's known. Shasiba libriya soilam bechol seidrish talshulus hu acheset shebeirin sof. That what is the reason for creating the world and all of the order of the involvement, the involved of all the world, is because of the chesed in the utterance of that kindness. As explained at length in the Maimer at Echad for the Middle Rebbe, Ubekama Drushim Shloim, many Maimorim, that the reason for all of the Ishtalshlus is Chesed. What does it mean, Chesed in Sof? V'inyan HaChesed Shubayir in Sof. What is the idea of the Chesed? Who Klolus Inyan Hagilui. That's generally the idea of revelation. That is Chesed. Chesed is revealing. Okamoy Shemevayir Admur HaTzamach Tzedek. As the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek explains in his notes, in his writing for the Tehillim, Allah posik on the verse, Keil Elikim Hava Yediber Vayikra Eretz. So, you have the name Keil, the Elikim, and Havaya. Diber Vayikra Eretz. So, Sheshem is Elu, these names of Keil Elikim, Keil is Chesed, Moira al Hascholas Gilui Ha'oir, Keil Chesed, which points to the beginning of the relation, the revelation of the light, Mashahoy Memala Mokam Acholu, that which first was filling the place of what became hollow, that's the level of Keil. And that's why the name Keil comes before Elikim, Keil Elikim. Because first comes the level of revelation. That is the root and that is the cause for creation. And after Keil, in order for it to be possible for them to actually be created, then there's the Tzimtzum Elikim. So you have all this, the level of Chesed, the level of Keil, comes before Elikim. It's from the Tzemach Tzedek, because first you have the level of Keil Gilui, and then you have Tzimtzum Elikim. The Gambi Sabos Atzmo Shabo Kodom HaTzimtzum, and even in creation itself, which first comes the restriction, K'may Merazal B'tchil Olo B'machshav Livres Olam Midas Adin, that in the beginning it was entered to create the world with a measure of judgment. So we see l'chayre, that in creation, it's not chesed, the sibah of creation. It seems almost, it starts with gavura, with tzimtzum. But the reason for that tzimtzum is also because of the chesed, because of gilui. Hine noisef lozeh shat tzimtzum u'bishvil ha'gilui. In addition to the fact that the tzimtzum is in order to reveal kemavur behemshech Terav, in so that's an additional point that the Tzimtzum is for the Gilui. The Tzimtzum itself is Chesed. As the Rav Magid explains, that when there is a tzimtzum of above, that restriction, it's like a father who restricts his idea for his small son to understand. The love for that child is what causes that tzimtzum. Haynu shatzimtzum ubichdei that restriction is so that the light should extend and be accepted. So the tzimtzum itself comes out of love, out of a chesed. It's not just because of, but it's created out of chesed. And to the extent that they will get even a higher light, more, from the light that shined before the Tzimtzum, until it becomes a Dira for Hashem, higher than the Oir, it goes up the ways up to Atzmus, that should be a Dira for Atzmus, Loi Latzmusay, Bedugmas Diras Ha'odom. If you say a dwelling place, meaning that there is an expression of the Atzmus in there, Bedugma Diras Ha'odom, similar to the dwelling of a person, Sheha Atzmus Ha'odom Dorba Dira, the person, the essence of the person lives in the dwelling place. Vishah Atzmus Yiyah Behem Begilui, and that the Atzmus should be in the world Begilui, Kameshikosu Leikonafayt Merecha, that your Merecha, your teacher won't hide anywhere, which means the Abrister will come out in a revealed way. So that's why this name Kale that we're talking about before is Shaykhes to the Olamos, because Kale is Chesed, and the idea of Chesed is what motivates everything. And even the Tzimtzum and even everything comes at the end of the day, comes all because of the level of Chesed which is included in it. Chesed. Why do we build up chesed? We build chesed so that there can be creation of the world. Hashem wants chesed. Chofetz chesed. That's the reason why Hashem builds chesed, that chesed can build the world. As I said before, Kiyomarti Oilom chesed yibone, both. We build the chesed so that chesed can build the world. And why does the chesed? Because he wants chofetz chesed. It means that chofetz chesed is higher than chesed. Bo'inyan. The chofetz chesed hu lemailo mechesed. The level of chofetz chesed, wanting chesed, is higher than chesed. Loik rak mechesed kimoy shehu b'midah is not only higher than chesed, as chesed is in the level of emotion, also higher than the source of chesed, as chesed is in the mechil. Ki inyone, what is the idea of chofetz chesed? Who chofetz? It's even higher, it's not even the level of seichel, because it's in the level of chefetz. Chefetz is desire, is a wanting. Rotzin v'taynuk, kinyone uchayfetz rotzin v'taynuk. Elo, what kind of a chofetz? We're talking about the rotzin here, but shachofetz ushiyu chesed. The chofetz, the want is v'chesed. V'chayfetz zeh, and that want who asiba lebinyan chesed, that is the cause, the reason for building chesed. Shememenu nivla olam, and from that the world is created. So v'yesh loymar, we can say the choson miloshen chos darge. When we say that choson is from the language of chos darge, low level, uvichinas chofetz chesed, that's the level of choson lemaylam chesed, that's higher than chesed, that's the level of choson chos darge. Dezeshen is oyer berotzen v'chefet shi yechesed, because the fact that there is an arousal, a will, and a desire that there should be chesed, hu yirida. That's considered a descent, chuz darga, legabi atzma sein sof. Relative to atzma sein sof, that is considered a chuz darga. Beishloimar, dezeu, mashkosu ba maimer, this is what it says in the maimer, shechosun hu is kashrus, that chosin is to tie yourself. Who masha oirin sof baruch hu masha oirin sof. That is that the oirin sof, his kashir kaviyochel libras oilam. He tied himself down, so to speak, to create the world. That's the his kashrus. Yesh loimar, That we say, so to speak, that the Ein Sof tied himself to create the world. That's the desire and the want to connect. That is the chosen, that is the chos, that is the connection. So this descent, that he should want the chesed, is an infinite level of descent. That's why we call it al briya asher bora chosen. Why? By the chosen is bora chosen. Ubeshem kel nemer loshen yitzira. Lifan le neitzer kel over there is loshen no yitzira. Ki chofetz chesed she'ein le ela chefetz v'rotzen she'yir chefetz. This chofetz chesed, that is just a desire and want, should be chesed. Hulamayla mitzir, it's higher than a shape, it cannot even be called neitzer. It's not yitzira, it's not forming anything. That's why we can only use Loshen Bria. Mashen came the Chesed, Shem Kel the Chesed. When we talk about Chesed and the name of Kel Chesed, Gam Kemoishahu Lifnei Tzimtzum, also the way it is before Tzimtzum, Mekivon Shahut Siur Shel Chesed, since it is a shape of Chesed. Shaykh was a loshen yitzira. That's why it can be called yitzira. So by the chosn it can only be called bria, and by shem kale, even before tzimtzum, it's still shaykh the level of tzir, and that's why it says neitzer kale, and here it says bara, and because we're talking about the level of chefetz, which is even on a higher level than the level of chesed itself. But v'zehu asher boro sosim v'simcho chosim v'kalo. Creators of v'kalo shego yigam abriyas chosim v'kalo shalomaylo. This goes also on the creating of the chosim v'kalo above. Shemehem mishtar shem chosim v'kalo shalomato, from which evolved the chosim v'kalo below. V'zehu shenikroim b'l'shem chosim v'kalo. This is why they're called shem chosim v'kalo. D'shmoy yashe yikro loy b'loshen ha-kodesh. Whenever we call a name in loshen kodesh, shmoy al toichna shel ha-dover. That points to the contents of the matter. So that means the name presents what it really is. V'atru ha-mahave u'mechayim u'mechayim es ha-dover. That to the extent that this creates and vitalizes and sustains this medicatoris, ha-bal shem tov ha-yidua. As the known statement of the Baal Shem Tov, that Shem Shikra Loi Shmoy Shikra Loi Loi Shna Kodesh, the name is that Chayus, who Chosun Meloshin Chilchois Targa. Level of Chosun comes from level of lowering the level. Commotion is bodily ill, Siv Gimel, as we said earlier in Siv Gimel, that it is to come down into the lower level. Notwithstanding that it's in Zoh, as he said over there, but still, it's the coming down, the level of chesed, the coming down. The kali, meloshin kiloyin, kala comes from the language of expiration, meloshin kolso nafshi. My soul expires, shem shtei b'chines b'kala k'mavur b'kut ha-toyro. Those are the two languages in two levels in kala. The loshin of kiloyin, a loshin of expiration, and the loshin of kolso nafshi. My soul expires. The intent of creating the chosn v'kalo, shalomaylo hi b'chdei shumshu mehem chosn v'kalo shalomato, is that in order that it should extend from them the chosn v'kalo below, from the chosn v'kalo lemaylo, there should be the chosn v'kalo below. K'me'ur li'ilu siv gimel, as explained earlier in siv gimel, pirush hakosuv. That the Eibishter says to be a world. The Eibishter builds chesed so that he create the world. That in order there should be the creation of the world, the Eibishter creates chesed. Through the work of the in below, especially when they rejoice, the chosen, make the chosen kala happy, kipshutom lamata, literally below, they impact both above and below, till it becomes samach to samach, reim ha'ahuvim, rejoice, you should rejoice, these beloved friends, as you have rejoiced your creation in the Gan Eden before Koydem Achet, before the Sinch Oz Hoyo Elam Amiluya, where the world was in its fullest. Eile Toildes Hashemayim Ba'aretz Bihi Borom. There's an extra hay, because Toild or Elksha Toildes with the extra Vavim. Ma'alav Yisayim Azul, and the Kivon Shakavona Be'yerido De Elam. The intent for the descent in this world that became through the Eitz Hadas L'Tzedek Ali is for the purpose of elevation. Harei Muvon, so it's understood. So the elevation has to be higher than where it came down, or else what would be the purpose if you just go up to the place you came down from? Therefore, through the service, which is after the sin, Yeilu Nile Yeser Gam Mikimoishoi Bitchilas Abriya, will be higher elevation than it was before the creation. Eila Toldis Peretz, Toldis Mole. That over there also it says Toldis Peretz, Toldis Mole. The Toldis Mole Shabposik Zeul Mile Yeser, Mitoldis Mole Shabitchilas Abriya, which is higher than Bihiborom, which is the Toldis Molbi Borom, which is by the creation. And this elevation will come when Mashiach comes. K'moshim Esayim Shom B'Toldis Peretz, as he concludes when it talks about the children of Peretz. Yishai Hoylid as David, he created David. David, Malka, Mashiach. David King Mashiach, Vigilu Ze, Yia, Bekoriv Mamesh, Ubagoladam, very soon our time, Bechesed Ubrachamim, with kindness and with compassion, Betoiva Nirva Nigla, and the visible and revealed good. Adema Seinu Vavadesenu, through our work, our service, Meshach Shit Alfishnin da Avad Alma, during the 6,000 years that the world exists, Sheze Koilil Inyan Hazman, this includes both the time, Shit Alfishnin, 6,000 years, v'inyan hamoko in alma, that's the world, yacha together, the 6,000 years of the world, the time and place together, b'frat al yidei ha'avoida, especially through the service, v'yafutzum and nesecha, by spreading the wellspring, hamayon is the teretz of Baal Shem Tov, the wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov's teaching, v'frat kimoshin is galo ha'de admur ha'zokin, especially as they were revealed through the Alter Rebbe, l'achar yutis kislev, after Yutes Kislev, as it's known, the saying of the Rebbe Rashab, that the idea of Yefutzu Ben Esecha Chutza started mainly after Petersburg, then Master will come, King Mashiach, then will be the marriage of Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. Also the marriage of Hashem with in every yid, in total wholesomeness, as explained at length in many places, al aposik, that I will show you niflois as the days you left Egypt, that the matters of Nosu Lova, you niflois, they will be nun plois, 50 times wonderings, afilu berech haniflois vanisim d'itzias mitzrayim, even in comparison to the nisim of plois d'itzias mitzrayim, she'oz yiyah yin asuyim bishlemus, then will be the marriage in its complete form, b'koriv mamash, b'meirev yomenu, very soon, quickly in our days. Okay. Rush through a little bit over here.